Did you think it'll be well to digest that? What are your thoughts on this evening's match?
Massive disappointment. Never get started. It continued on. Really tentative, as I said to you prior to this week's game. You don't know how players are going to respond. And we give the first goal away cheaply. Bad decision, thing we spoke about. And to progressively get worse then. You know, I just never get a foothold at any time. In possession, out of possession, we were very poor, you know. Like, obviously, people can say Rangers played well. I just thought we were way off the mark if you're going to play against quality players.
I guess losing the first goal so early as well doesn't help in terms of you trying to get a foothold in the game and get some emphasis.
Of course, 100%. If you come to any of these places like this, you have to give yourself an opportunity. We never did that. It was a really poor decision, for no danger. But then from then on, and obviously you go one behind it, and it gives Rangers a little bit of a lift when probably people were saying they were under a bit of pressure. But as you say, you don't mind if someone plays well and tears you apart and creates an opportunity to themselves, but when you make it for them, and then, as I say, I thought we just got progressively worse, you know, as the game went along. You know, I thought in possession, out possession, as I say, well, I thought we were very poor, you know, so people can say Rangers were good or whatever, but I just thought we were so poor.
I guess you would expect a reaction of sorts from the players after going behind so early, but just didn't seem to quite come together, did it?
Oh, well, Rangers never let you. If you give the ball away to good players, that's what's going to happen, and we just made so many wrong choices, things we've spoke about prior, you know, and you just get annoyed because you see them and you talk to them about last week, and then you see their approach this week's been excellent, as I've said many times, you know, but then all of a sudden people are asking prior to the game, how do you prepare for coming to places like this? And I says, you can't prepare for it. You've got to wait till the game's going to kick off, and then you'll see how players respond and how they react. And their reaction to going behind was very, very poor, you know. And as I say, we didn't retain the ball. We didn't do the basics well. We'd made the wrong choices. We rushed things. And it just looked like a team I didn't know, you know. And that disappointed us more than anything else, you know. So you're right. You've got to look for a reaction. And we didn't get that. I just thought we were very, very tentative, and I know what it's like. I've been here, I got humped 5-1 here, you know, when I played, so I know what it's like, you know, so I know when you're suffering at times, but then you've got to do the basics well, and we were a million miles away even for the basics, so that was really disappointing. But, as we say, this is a game that obviously we were looking forward to. We thought we could do something in the game. We wanted to show people that we were a good side, but unfortunately we didn't turn up.
You changed things at half time. Do you think it went better in the second half?
No. I just thought we were poor the full game. I thought we were okay in certain things, but as I say, if you don't retain the ball, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, the same amount of players on the pitch, you know, we made so many wrong choices. As I say, we were very tentative in everything we'd done, and as I say, just all-round performance was miles away.
Obviously, the supporters will be hurting after this. How important is it with the Fife Derby coming up that you get a real response from everyone?
The supporters are hurting. What about the players? We know we represent the supporters the way we try and play, you know, so I think the players are hurting and they should be hurting. I feel for the, obviously the supporters come and support their team, but never gave them a chance to support us tonight, you know. I'm very, very disappointed for them, but at the end of the day we're the ones that's got to try and excite them and entertain them, as I've said many times. We just didn't do that tonight, you know, and as I say, it's mind-blowing at times some of the decision that was making, so really disappointed with it, and we can only apologise. I don't care if it's Ibrox, you know, I don't care. You know, we should have much, much better performance than we did tonight.
Was that an honest conversation in the dressing room there with the boys? Say they're hurting?
They wouldn't be playing for me, wouldn't they? That's for sure. And I hope they're hurting, I hope they're suffering. I know I can see it, but there's a game face you can put on. You know, it's hurting means learning from it. That's the biggest thing. You've got to learn. And if you're not willing to learn and keep doing the same mistakes constantly, then obviously then we'll have to make sure we pick the right players for the right games and the right team, and that's what we've got to try and do, and we'll just see what the reaction is over the next few days. So I know what I'm expecting. I got the same reaction last week after a really disappointing result, but at the end of the day, you've got to produce when you go on the football park on a Saturday or a Tuesday or a Friday evening as it is this evening, and we just haven't done that, and we have to start doing that very, very quickly.
Just
okay.